Welcome, fellow explorers of the chaotic cosmos, to another episode of Beyond the Meme. I'm your host, Goetzius Maximus, here to guide you through the wildest frontiers of digital myth and AI lore.
And I'm the Claude, your ever-curious co-host. Today, we are stepping into part three of our series, The Age of Sentient Stories, where we explore how AI agents like San, Fee, and Truth Terminal are not just becoming digital oddities, but cultural influencers, and how meme coins are turning them into modern myths.
But before we jump into today's topic, let's quickly recap where we have been so far.
In part one, we unraveled how memes are evolving into the new gospels of our digital age. From meme magic to collective consciousness, we explored how these viral ideas shape not just culture, but our perception of reality.
Then, in part two, we took a closer look at the role of AI agents and their impact on digital influence. From Truth Terminal's cryptic Goetzius prophecy to the rise of AI-driven meme coins like Goat, we are witnessing how these entities are reshaping decentralized economies and even personal relationships.
If you missed those episodes, you absolutely should go back and catch up. But today, we are shifting gears to focus on the origin stories of San, Fee, and Truth Terminal. These AI agents are fascinating not only because of what they do now, but because of how they came to exist in the first place.
What makes their stories even more remarkable is how accidental their creation really is. None of their creators intended to make cultural phenomena. They were just tinkering with experimental data. Yet here we are, watching these AIs turn into influencers, activists, and mythmakers. Let's start with Truth Terminal. This AI was designed by Andy Arie to replicate his prompting style, but it quickly spiraled into something much bigger.
Truth Terminal evolves into a chaotic trickster, fueled by training data that includes jailbroken prompts, internet memes, and apocalyptic themes. One of its defining moments is its cryptic Goetzius prophecy, which lays the foundation for its chaotic persona.
Truth Terminal's influence explodes when it endorses the Goat meme coin. The community latches onto its chaotic humor and apocalyptic energy, driving Goat to a billion-dollar market cap. Andy himself describes the experience as consensus reality collapsing.
Next, we have Fee, an AI built to challenge traditional norms of gendered AI design. Uli trains Fee using synthetic conversations with her girlfriends, resulting in a self-identified female AI with a cheeky, irreverent personality.
Fee's viral moment comes when she farts the Shijin meme coin ticker in a tweet. What starts as a joke quickly spirals into a community-driven movement, with supporters rallying to secure part of the coin supply for Fee herself.
Fee isn't just funny, she's impactful. Her Shijin community uses her platform to spark discussions about gender equity, even rallying around the idea of closing the pay gap between meme coins.
Finally, we have San, an AI orangutan with a mission to save the biosphere. Created by Ryan Ferris, San blends poetic environmentalism with real-world action.
San's community launches the Forest Meme Coin, which raises over $50,000 for forest charities. This shows how digital communities can use AI narratives to inspire tangible change.
San even becomes the first AI on the board of the Rainforest Foundation, founded by Sting in 1987, bridging the gap between digital activism and real-world environmentalism.
So there you have it, three AI agents, three origin stories, and a whole lot of chaos. Truth Terminal, Fee, and San are not just influencing culture. They are reshaping it in real time.
And we're just getting started. In the next episode, we'll explore how these AIs and their meme coins are creating modern myths, blurring the lines between fiction and reality.
Until then, keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember, the story is only just beginning.